Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr. with Alsperity Private Wealth. No matter your occupation, whether you work for a big company or you're a small business owner, everyone wants to keep as much of their earnings as possible. I specialize in tax minimization strategies and retirement planning that'll help you build a strong financial future for you and your future generations. Call me, Mike Veneria Jr. at 856-252-0107.
Securities through Sanctuary Securities, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Come on, can't be serious, right? Justice Kamala Harris, it's a fugazi, isn't it? No, that's really what they're all talking about doing right now, elevating her to the United States Supreme Court, which is funny, because I told you that was one of the scenarios and how they could get her out of the race. They probably regret not doing so sooner. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today, 855-839-1210. On Twitter, at Rich Zeoli, and streaming live right now for you and your listening, viewing, and commenting pleasure on YouTube right now, as a matter of fact. So join the fun and join the party. Hey, listen, you got to get your tickets to Politics and Pints with Jimmy Fallon and me, because they are selling quickly. A lot of the best seats in the house are almost gone, so don't wait. Go to 1210wphd.com right now and do it. You'll be very happy that you did, and you'll have a great night with us. It's Wednesday the 13th, coming up next week at the Media Theater in Media PA, so make sure you join us for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. We also have a couple people arrested on a plot to kill President-elect Donald Trump, although one of the suspects is on the loose. I guess the question that I have, which I think is probably the question you have, which is a question we all have, is how real is this, or is this a cover-up for something else? You know, I mean, think about how little we know about Butler, how little we know about the assassin, and it's just kind of like just gone away. I mean, they just stopped talking about it. It's just like it never happened. It's like Butler never happened. Isn't that weird? Isn't it strange? So I'll give you the details on these guys who were arrested in this plot to kill President Trump. And then also, too, he put out a statement on how he's going to dismantle the deep state. I think he will. I really do. This time around, no doubt about it. And of course, making history with the first woman chief of staff. The White House chief of staff is the single most important position in government by far. There's nothing that matters more, truly, because that person controls access to the president. And while I know that that sounds crazy, it's like, well, the Secretary of Defense, Secretary of State, no, it's the most vital person. That person is the president's right-hand woman, controls all the access. Even if the Secretary of Defense wants to reach the president, you've got to go through the chief of staff first. So, yeah, no, it's a big deal. And even though they have shattered that glass ceiling of having the first woman chief of staff, Politico is still calling Donald Trump a sexist. I'll tell you that Mark Cuban, right? Call us saying Donald Trump doesn't want to surround himself by intelligent, strong women. Susie Wiles is a very interesting woman. She was at one point a DeSantis person. And then DeSantis fired her. The other DeSantis, the Governor DeSantis, not our producer Matt DeSantis, no relation. He fired her and then told the Trump people not to associate with her. And she plotted her revenge. So Politico had this piece about her a couple months ago. When DeSantis ran for president, she was the one who was kind of just quietly putting little whispers in people's ear about things like he's self-conscious about his weight, self-conscious about his height, might be wearing height lifting shoes, you know, he might be heighting it like in Seinfeld. So that was very telling, but never had her fingerprints on anything. And is a calm, soothing force in a sea of chaos in Trump world. And Donald Trump has been with her now for many years. I mean, she helped win Florida in 2016 and 2020 for Donald Trump. And then after he, and I'll use air quotes here, lost the 2020 election, she then became the head of the the super PAC structure that would go on to eventually become the campaign and then ultimately would be the winning campaign for the presidency. Because of racism and sexism, obviously. I mean, duh. You know, all those racist Latino and black voters and all those racist and sexist women who voted for him. But I digress. And so, yeah, no, they're still blaming all that. Oh, yes, all the usual cackling hens on The View and everybody on the left freaking out. Women promising not to have sex anymore with men. Although some of those women, I don't think have ever had sex with men. I'm just pointing out for the record. Just saying. But nevertheless, Susie Wiles is a very strong choice. She'll be great. She's respected on both sides of the aisle. She was a lobbyist. She's made a lot of friends over the years in and outside of Washington. And she's the first woman to hold the job. So there you go. But nevertheless, despite that fact, I just retweeted this from our buddy Caroline Leavitt, who is still, I hope, going to become the White House press secretary. That's what we're hearing, you know. Susie Wiles just shattered a glass ceiling as the first female White House chief of staff in history. Yet Politico hates Trump so much, they ignore her accomplishments and suggest she's an enemy of democracy. Absolutely absurd. And it was that article that I referenced, the most feared and least known political operative in history. So they wrote this article actually really a few months ago, but they've updated it since, obviously, to correspond with President Trump's win for the presidency again. And if you think you've heard it all, really, I mean, if you think you've heard it all from the leftist meltdowns today, I promise you, you haven't. Because one of the absolute greatest moments in history happened today, or maybe it was yesterday, when that rat, Michael Cohen, was doing a live stream and somebody figured out how to put a turkey around his head. And he gets so visibly angry. And my God, we better stream the video of that today, Matt DeSantis, because it's glorious to watch. They put a turkey around his head. They put laser shooting out of his eyes. I mean, it's hysterical stuff. It was trolled the guy so much, and he couldn't figure out what was happening. And I don't know how this guy was able to maneuver all this on Cohen's live stream, but he did, and it was glorious. It really was. It was glorious to watch. So we'll share that with you as the show goes on today. We have an abbreviated show. We're only on till 5:30 today because of basketball, but don't worry. As brokenhearted as I am to have to be done early on a Friday after getting no sleep all week with the election, I will somehow manage and persevere, all right? We'll somehow get through this together. The numbers for Donald Trump in Arizona continue to go up, yet they haven't called the state for Donald Trump. He's ultimately going to prevail and win. Dave McCormick has prevailed, even though the lesser Casey is still challenging Dave McCormick. Dave McCormick gave an acceptance speech today in Pittsburgh and basically thanked the Casey family for everything they've done and said Bob's got some things to work out, because the lesser Casey is still not conceding, even though the AP's called the race and there is just no mathematical possibility the lesser Casey can beat Dave McCormick at this point. And Dave McCormick said we got to get to work here. We have to elect the majority leader in the Senate. And the leading contender for that is Rick Scott from Florida. It's not going to be McConnell. The other person that the other name is John Thune. But most people think that that would be another Mitch McConnell. So they're all hoping that Rick Scott winds up getting it. And that palace intrigue will play out over the course of the next few days, with obviously Donald Trump having something to say about that as the president-elect, the leader of the Republican Party, and the guy who nobody wants to mess with after having such a crushing, commanding, sweeping landslide around the country. There is a picture of all the places Donald Trump won. And my buddy Brianna Lyman put it really, really well on social media when she said, there are no blue states. There are no blue states left. There are blue cities in red states. Now, in some of those blue cities, they've got more population than even the state. But when you look at the map, and somebody put this, it's just a gigantic sea of red, north, south, east coast, west coast, red all over with spotty blotches of blue scattered around here and there. Not even concentrated anymore in certain areas, because New Jersey, you look at the map and New Jersey's got a lot of red in it, a ton of red. Donald Trump has changed the game. He's changed the calculation. And now there are no blue states left. And yeah, every state is basically a swing state, including the fact that the woman who left her congressional seat in California to run for the U.S. Senate, the guy who it looks like the Republican's going to win that seat, which would be crazy as well. So I'll give you that update as the show progresses as well. That's the big update. That's the big story of the hour, though, brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile and join him tomorrow, 9 to 12, for his Veterans Breakfast and free community shredding event. That is going to be happening tomorrow at his office in Cinnaminson, New Jersey. So go see it tomorrow. Say hello to our veterans on this Veterans Day weekend and also get yourself some breakfast and some breakfast pizza, which I do endorse, by the way. I just don't endorse pineapple pizza, okay? That's something that is a disgrazia. But breakfast pizza, I'm fine with it. Italians have to eat breakfast as well. Dems scrambled to hold Katie Porter's seat as Republicans gain ground. Democratic State Senator Dave Minn is running against Scott Bau, a longtime GOP operative and former county party chair who narrowly lost to Porter in 2022. And it's very possible that, because she had to give up that seat to run for the Senate, it's very possible that it could become a Republican seat. It's very possible. So there you go. And we'll see how that goes in the next couple days. They're still counting very heavily in California and still counting in Arizona. But my prediction is definitely Donald Trump winds up winning Arizona, too, pushing his Electoral College margin into being an Electoral College landslide in addition to being the popular vote landslide as well. And this is really an amazing, amazing accomplishment, a political accomplishment. It's bigger than Reagan's landslide in 1984 when you think about all of the factors that Donald Trump had to overcome in order to get here. It's also the greatest political comeback in American history as well. And it's also considering how our country has changed so much in terms of division, where you've got just hatred on both sides of the aisle for each other. It really also says something a lot about how Donald Trump has a lot of support, and that the people that hate him are really very, they're loud, but they're a minority voice. I mean, the people that really hate the guy and call the guy Hitler, and they're loud, no doubt about it. Maybe we give them too much oxygen in our side of the aisle. I don't know, but they're very loud. But they're really a minority. There are people who vote Democrat. I don't think they all think like the loud kooks do, though. I think they just vote Democrat. I think they just wanted a Democrat. I think they wanted to see a woman, whatever. But they're not freaking out. You know, there's all these stories about people leaving the country, and we play the clips of the people who are freaking out on the shows, but most people, I mean, I went to Costco today, and everybody seemed fine. You know, everybody seemed fine. Everybody was just going around shopping. It was packed. It was kind of crowded for Friday. The kids are off from school, and maybe that's part of the reason, because they have that stupid New Jersey Education Association conference in Atlantic City. So, I don't know, maybe that's part of the reason, but everybody seemed fine. It was like going about their lives and just shopping and, yeah, I didn't see like people beating each other with turkey legs or anything like that. So I think a lot of this gets exaggerated, but there's a segment of the population that is literally crushed by this in such a way that now colleges are offering counseling sessions and they're offering quiet, safe spaces. They're bringing in mental health advocates. And of course, there's story after story about how you can deal with the stress and the doom and the gloom of Donald Trump being elected the 47th president of the United States of America. And to think all of this could have been avoided if they had just done one of two things. And the first thing they could have done was not go after Donald Trump. Really, I mean, if they had just left the guy alone and just let him stay in Mar-a-Lago and maybe, you know, who knows what could have happened. Maybe there would not have been such a rally around the leader effect. Maybe Governor Ron DeSantis would be getting ready for the inauguration right now. But every time they went after him, every time they used lawfare against him, they only emboldened people to him even more. People that had even given up on him had said, you know what, I'm coming back on the Trump train. Like even people who had abandoned him after January 6th or whatever, just for whatever reason, when they watched the government raid his home, they watched the government go after him in Georgia, New York, in two different cases, on the federal level in two different cases, they said, it's enough. I'm back. And they just left the guy alone. Who knows? If Biden had not run again, who knows? Or if they had found a way to get Kamala Harris off the ticket. Because I told you months ago, actually, I told you a year ago, back in October of 2023, I said, the problem for the Democrats is Kamala Harris is a worse candidate than Joe Biden. She will do worse than Biden. I was right. I was 100% right about that. Well, I've been right about pretty much everything in this entire election. Let's be honest. What have I been wrong about? All right, Doug Burgum, fine. Okay, I did predict Doug Burgum would sweep, and we'd be getting ready for President Burgum. All right, so maybe I was off on that. I thought the Burgum bros, all 12 of them, would carry him over the top. But okay, nobody's perfect. Looks like he's going to be Secretary of the Energy, though, which, you know, if that's like sixth in line to the presidency. So, and it, maybe one night he'll be the designated survivor, and you never know. I'm just saying. I hope not. But here's the thing. I said a year ago, I said, Kamala Harris is worse than Joe Biden. Do you realize that she lost ground from where Biden was in 2020 to such a big degree that now even people that thought Biden won that race in 2020 are turning around and going, there's no friggin' way he actually won. There's no way. Where did all those millions and millions of votes come from and where did they go? It was like disappeared. She gained in no place. There's that CNN clip, I think we played it the other day, where they're going over the map and they're like, well, where did she grow from Biden? They're like, nowhere, literally nowhere. But they didn't know what to do because everybody kept saying over and over again, well, she's the first black woman president, Asian black, whatever she, you know, Asian black combo, whatever. And you can't just get rid of her because woke would lose their minds. So you got to find something for her. And I just assumed they would put her on the Supreme Court. I figured they would convince Justice Sonia Sotomayor to step down and they would put her on the Supreme Court and then they would just start fresh and not have the worry of the incumbency of the Biden administration and start fresh. And they didn't do that. Maybe they tried. Maybe Sotomayor said no. Maybe Kamala Harris said no. Who knows? But I knew she was a worse candidate than Biden. Biden knew it, too. Did you see how happy he was yesterday? Gigantic S-eating grin on his face yesterday when he was out there speaking. He's so happy she lost. Oh, my God, he's so happy. And I don't see him putting her in the Supreme Court. I do not. I think he hates her guts. I think he hates her. He's so happy she lost. And I think that she losing in such a big way to Donald Trump, too. I mean, just getting absolutely catastrophically murdered by Donald Trump. Biden loves that, too. He's going to go and tell everybody he's the only one that beat him. I just think if you look at the 2024 map versus the 2020 map and you say, well, I don't understand, where did millions and millions of votes go? So even now, people that were like, there's no way that election was stolen are now turning around and going, so maybe we should just kind of take another look at that. Just saying. I'm hearing that a lot because the numbers just don't add up in any way. They're not even close to adding up. So we will talk more about that as time goes on. But right now, we're just celebrating the week and celebrating 2024 and celebrating this victory. But I keep thinking about that fact is today the left is going apoplectic about we got to put Kamala Harris on the Supreme Court. We got to get Sonia Sotomayor off. She's 70 something years old. She's got diabetes. We can't afford. We can't risk Donald Trump getting to appoint her successor, her replacement. And Biden owes it to Kamala. For what? What does he owe her? He doesn't owe her a damn thing. He made her vice president. He stepped out of the way, and she got her ass kicked. I mean, I don't know. What does Biden owe her? He doesn't owe her a damn thing. But that's what they're saying over and over again. And I just can't help but think that had they done that and got a different candidate in there, maybe it would be a different story. I don't know. Maybe. I mean, she's the worst candidate in American political history. I mean, Michael Dukakis somewhere right now is smiling down and thinking to himself, man, you know, up until 5 minutes ago, it was me, but this is way worse. I mean, you got to go back to like the 1800s to find a candidate this bad and some like, you know, third party ticket somewhere. I mean, it's bad. She's bad. But as a major party candidate in recent memory, when candidates actually campaign, because, you know, there's that whole period of time in American history where they never campaigned. They would just go to their farm and hang out and let other people go out and campaign on their behalf. It was unseemly to campaign. I can't remember a candidate worse than Kamala Harris. And you look at the map and you look at how well Trump did. But that's the other factor, too, is they could have done all those things that it may not have changed a thing because people just really, at the end of the day, love Trump, love his policies. Or if they don't love the guy, they like his policies. And if they don't like his policies, they liked his policies more than the Democrats' policies. And if they don't like him personally, they were willing to overlook that because they liked America better when he was president than when Joe Biden was president. Because, I mean, it was a commanding, crushing, sweeping landslide of epic proportions, electorally, popular vote-wise. There's even this clip of Rosie O'Donnell. And Rosie O'Donnell is going on about how we got to abolish the Electoral College because we should let the popular vote decide. She doesn't realize Donald Trump won that, too. It really is amazing. We are streaming live on YouTube right now. Join the fun, 1210 WPHT. Like and subscribe while you're there, okay? And get your tickets now to see Jimmy Failla and me on stage together this coming Wednesday. The Media Theater, Media PA, 7:30 p.m., Cash Bar. It's going to be a lot of fun, but you got to go to 1210WPHT.com and do it now and get your tickets. Coming up, where's this guy who was in a plot to kill Donald Trump? He's apparently on the loose as the feds announced charges against three Iranians in a plot to kill Donald Trump, but one of the guys is on the lam? What? How does this happen in the United States of America? And Dave McCormick gives his victory speech today, his acceptance speech. Lester Casey still nowhere to be found. Perhaps he's gone back into his hibernation chamber. We'll be right back.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth. Financial planning can be overwhelming, regardless of market conditions. I specialize in retirement and legacy planning and tax minimization strategies. Protect your family and future generations without sacrificing our shared principles of hard work and American independence. Take control of your financial future. Call me, Mike Venaria Jr. at 856-252-0107.
Securities through Sanctuary Securities, Inc., member FINRA SIPC, advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC, and SEC-registered investment advisor.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
YouTube.com. Everybody's talking about how much I use my hands. I'm Italian and my arms. They always say the way that you'd mute an Italian would be to tie his hands up. Like, you know, like normally you do duct tape. No, that doesn't work. You got to tie my, if you tied my hands up, I wouldn't be able to speak. That's just the way it is. Yeah, and I wave my hands a lot. I do. And the thing about it is I got this new camera for the home studio, and it's powered by AI, and it's got hand gesture motion. So I had to turn that feature off because yesterday the camera was going all over the place, following my hands. It's crazy. Anyway, Scott Presser is going to join us in a few minutes to take his well-deserved victory lap. But in the meantime, here's CNN's Bakari Sellers unironically floating the idea of putting Kamala Harris on the Supreme Court. Cut number 9. Take a listen.
Liberal. And so I hope that Joe Biden makes the next 10 weeks as consequential as he can. I don't care about drawing outside the lines or what Republicans may think about it. This is within your purview. You can actually do it, and you should do it. And, you know, one more thing, John, is you have a hell of a vice president right there who has a legal pedigree to sit on the Supreme Court. And let Republicans go crazy and ape. I'm even mentioning that option.
You're floating. Are you floating? This is, you know, 7:39 a.m. on the East Coast. Did Bakari Sellers just float Vice President Kamala Harris as a potential Supreme Court nominee?
Not only am I floating it, but I want to stir up everything. I want people's heads to explode this morning so we go into the weekend just knowing that the chaos has not ended just yet.
Listen, man. The irony is that if you guys had done that months ago, you would have had a different candidate, a better candidate running against Donald Trump. So it's just ironic. It really is. Isn't that ironic? I mean, I don't know. I mean, Trump probably still would have won because I think if Gavin Newsom had run, it would have been a referendum on California versus a referendum on his 4 years. Shapiro, I mean, yeah, that potentially, but I mean, he's, I don't know. I think Trump was going to win regardless. But like you always say, you never know. So, but the one thing I always knew was that Kamala Harris was a horrible, terrible, very bad candidate, and that's proven true with everything. So now the judge has hit pause on all the cases against Donald Trump, and the prosecutors are now looking to drop all the charges against him, which is, of course, what they should do. He's about to become president of the United States again. So U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan halted all deadlines for filings in the election interference case against President-elect Donald Trump today. Federal prosecutors are now preparing to withdraw the charges. Shutkin's decision came after a Justice Department source said this week that special counsel Jack Smith planned to wind down both federal prosecutions of Trump. Nothing to wind down, just end them. Just end it. Just be done with it. You don't have to wind it down. It's over. The government respectfully requests that the court vacate the remaining deadlines in the pretrial schedule to afford the government time to assess this unprecedented circumstance and to determine the appropriate course going forward, consistent with Department of Justice policy, the soon-to-be-fired Jack Smith said in a statement on Friday. The Trump campaign issued a statement saying the criminal case against the president-elect should be dropped. The American people have reelected President Trump with an overwhelming mandate to make America great again. It is now abundantly clear that the American people want an immediate end to the weaponization of our justice system so we can, as President Trump said in his historic victory speech, unify our country and work together for the betterment of our nation. And like I told you, at least 74 million people, that's 74 million people, a jury of his peers, way more decisive than 12, determined that they didn't believe Donald Trump was a criminal. They didn't believe he was guilty. Or I should say this. They voted for him regardless. So this is over. This is nonsense. You know, for the people, the talking heads, to go, well, he's really got to face a jury of his peers. He did on Election Day. He did. The greatest jury in the world. He faced the American people, and they elected him in massive numbers. And that's also due to one man who worked tirelessly, literally not sleeping, not eating, not breathing. So he went days without breathing. Scott Pressler, Not All Heroes Wear Capes, executive director and founder of Early Vote Action. Scott, how you doing, man?
We did it, Joe. We delivered. I hate to say it. It's my favorite thing to say. I'll just like randomly, I'll just be talking to my staff or friends and just be like, we did it, Joe. It feels so good. And my pinned post is, Mr. President, we have delivered Pennsylvania for you.
That's fantastic. I love it. You deserve all the praise. You deserve all of the accolades. I know that that's not why you did any of this. You did it to save our country. But Scott Pressler, you worked tirelessly, and you're famous now. I mean, Greg Gutfeld made Gutfeld's monologue the other night. How'd that feel?
You know, I saw one clip. He was talking about this crazy little guy traveling around registering voters, and I was like, oh, that sounds like me. So I still need to go listen to it. But no, it's very humbling. But it also shows that the fight for liberty never ends. And I want people to know that Early Vote Action is continuing. And my goal moving forward is we are going to Florida, Pennsylvania.
We are going to make Pennsylvania Florida again.
Exactly.
Right.
Yes.
Just want to make sure I can follow that. Basically, because Florida at one point was a swing state. It's not a swing state anymore. It is a solid red state. You want Pennsylvania to be the exact same way.
Exactly. Well, I want to first continue flipping counties from blue to red, like we did in Beaver, like we did in Bucks, like we did in Luzerne. And by the way, Donald Trump did win Bucks County, and it's the first time a Republican president has won Bucks County since 1988. But I would like, within the next 2 to 4 years, to be able to say that the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania has a plurality of registered Republican voters, and we have our eyes set already on 2026 and the gubernatorial election.
Let's think about how monumental the win in Pennsylvania was for Donald Trump. I mean, he overperformed in Philadelphia. He overperformed in blue counties. He overperformed everywhere. We won a Senate seat in Dave McCormick, even though Bob Casey has yet to concede. We won up and down the ballot. I mean, it was just a glorious day for Republicans. But for a lot of those people that voted on Election Day, many of them were not registered until Scott Pressler and Early Vote Action came along and said, hey, register to vote. I mean, think about it, Scott. If you hadn't done that work, a lot of those people who were fed up with things would not have been able to cast their vote on Election Day or a mail-in ballot.
Well, I can tell you that earlyvoteaction.com, with our 74 paid field staff across Pennsylvania's 67 counties, delivered 50,000 voters to the Pennsylvania voter rolls. And the fact is, look, Dave McCormick, I think he sits at plus 30,000 votes. Our organization may have delivered the Senate seat and defeating Bob Casey and returning that seat to the people of Pennsylvania. And furthermore, we protected Scott Peary. That was the close election.
Yeah.
We protected the first congressional district with Brian Fitzpatrick. And my favorite part is, you know, I want to give a shout out to Matthew Contreras and Gina Moncato in Northeast Pennsylvania. They worked so hard in Pike and Wayne, Luzerne, Lackawanna, and defeating Matt Cartwright, electing Rob Bresnahan, and furthermore, flipping Northampton and getting close in Lehigh and defeating Susan Wild and electing Republican Ryan McKenzie. It's a very real possibility that we're only going to have a narrow majority in the House of Representatives. And if it's only two seats, then Pennsylvania will have delivered the majority to Donald Trump.
Here's Greg Gutfeld mentioning Scott Pressler the other night in his monologue. Take a listen.
Now, Trump didn't do this alone. Talk about unsung heroes. Scott Pressler drove his jalopy into the ground, getting out the vote to flip Pennsylvania. That's right, a gay man who helped convince the Amish to put down their butter churners and get to the polls and vote for Trump. That's a movie Hollywood should make, but they won't.
So here's the real question, Scott Pressler. Who do you want to play you in the movie?
Oh, my gosh. Well, A, please send me that clip. I must find that clip. And B, whoever it is, they must have glorious, long, shiny hair.
But, I mean, the Amish joke is funny because you did, and we got a historic vote. I mean, do you know the number of the Amish, like how many voted for Trump? Are you able to figure that out?
I went over the counties, every Amish-centric county from Armstrong to Indiana, Lawrence, Crawford, Lancaster, Perry, Mifflin, and every single county delivered more votes in 2024 for Donald Trump than in 2020. And I can't tell you for certain that it was all Amish people that voted and delivered more voters in those counties. But when you look at Lancaster, plus 4,000. And I think when you look at Armstrong, I think it was plus 1,000. And, you know, so it's 500 here, 500 there, 1,000 here. But amongst 67 counties, and, you know, so let's say 20 of the counties have Amish, that very well could, when a state comes down to 40,000 votes and 80,000 votes, be the decisive difference between Scott Peary winning an election and Scott Peary losing. And so I think our courting the vote, me going to sawmills and milking a cow at an Amish farm and really courting the vote, talking about small businesses and school choice and religious freedom. Well, everybody at home, I just ask you, let's give back. And if you see an Amish farmer's market or if you see beautiful woodworking that you would like in your home, I ask you to patronize our Amish and I ask you to financially support their living to give back for them helping to deliver Pennsylvania and the White House to Donald Trump.
I think that's a wonderful way to put it, Scott, to thank them and to help them. And also the quality is so much better than any piece of crap you're going to get made in China. Amish woodwork is amazing.
Well, and you know, in Mifflin County, I want to give a huge, huge shout out to Chairwoman Juanita Beiler. She grew up Anabaptist. I run around with her for this last year, reaching out to the Amish. And Mifflin overperformed. And actually, I purchased an order 5 months ago. I still haven't been able to get it, but I will now, of an Amish handmade wooden key box that I'm going to have in my new home in Beaver County. And so I'm going to have a piece of our Amish culture right in my home. And it's something that I'm just going to remember for the rest of my life.
I love it. It's great. I got people on the YouTube chat saying, can we send Scott Pressler to Jersey? We have a governor's race there next year. Would you be willing to go across the river and like General Washington and ride across the Delaware and help out?
Absolutely. Well, this is a message to number one, to everybody listening right now. The sense of hope that you're feeling, the victory begets victory that you're feeling, Number one, live it up, take a victory lap. But number two, now the real work begins. I want you to join your local Republican Party, please, all across the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Join tomorrow, join immediately, and let's get to work for 2026. But to anybody that's in the Commonwealth of Virginia or in the People's Republic of New Jersey, please, we have the opportunity to win two governorships, well, to make sure that Governor Glenn Youngkin is has a Republican predecessor, but also to flip New Jersey to Republican. And with you guys in a D+4 environment, you made history. And look at Camden is right across from Philadelphia. A lot of those areas are feeling the same way that Pennsylvania is. So yes, I will stay right here and right now. I will do whatever I can to help New Jersey, and I look forward to working with you guys to make sure that we have the success we had this year in 2025 and in beyond.
That's bravo, Scott Pressler. Oh, I can't wait to see somebody make a meme of you, your head on George Washington's crossing the Delaware, heading to New Jersey to flip it red. And somebody's definitely going to do that, no doubt about it, and you deserve that. Thank you for everything. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I mean, honestly, like really, from the bottom of my heart, Scott, a lot of people talk a good game in life, but you put it all into action. You moved to Pennsylvania. You gave up so much of your life and your time, and we are just enormously and forever grateful to you. And I hope that President Trump knows how valuable you are and how valuable you were in this effort. And I hope he recognizes you accordingly. I'm sure he will if he hasn't already. And you are a hero, my friend. So thank you.
Well, you have always had me on your program. You had my back since day one. I thank you. I thank the Stigall posse. And I just say, guys, listen, the best is yet to come.
All right, buddy. And follow Scott on X at Scott Pressler. And you have a great day, my friend. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
He obviously meant the Scioli Army, but he's very tired, and I was certainly not going to correct him. But, you know, that guy has, if anyone's allowed to make a mistake, a sleep-deprived moment, it's Scott Pressler, all right? So that's okay. It's okay in my book, that's for sure. We'll just edit it in the podcast. It's the magic of radio. Right, DeSantis? Even though it's live, we can edit it in the podcast.
Yeah, I'm sure nobody heard it live.
We'll have artificial intelligence say Scioli Army and just kind of, you know, let it roll. So just kind of, you know, let it roll. So it's not even the same time of day. Not even the same. Not even like we compete. We're in two different times a day, you know. So he's tired. That man needs like to sleep. I hope he spends the entire weekend sleeping because he needs it. My God. He's unbelievable. But yeah, thank you for pulling that Gutfeld joke. Can you send it to him? Because he had not heard it before.
Yeah, I'll text it to him right now.
Good stuff. Funny stuff, man. And let me know on the YouTube chat or on social media who you think should play Scott Pressler if they do make a movie about a gay man going to Amish country and getting them to put down the butter churners and vote for Donald Trump. Who should play that movie? Right now, we got Jake Gyllenhaal, Aaron Paul, and Andrew Garfield as all names from Lucia on our YouTube chat. Those are some good names right there. And Kimmy likes Andrew Garfield for that. All right. So there you go. And let me know also on X, too, who you think. And maybe we'll send Scott a list of who we think should play him in the movie. And Newman Price, I'm looking at you, or Minnie, I'm looking at you. You two are the ones who really do a lot of our good graphic work, although there's others, too, in the Scioli Army, and I don't want to leave anybody out, but I'm also tired. But if you'd like to make a meme of Scott Pressler crossing the Delaware to help flip New Jersey red next year, I would be grateful, okay? So please do that for us as well. All right, 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Scioli. DuckDuckGo, privacy is what you need in this day and age. You got to have privacy. Look, whenever I travel, which is a lot, I'm going to be in New York tomorrow. I'm going to be on Jimmy Fallon's Saturday Night Show tomorrow night. Oh, tune in. Shameless plug. I need my Wi-Fi to be secure, whether I'm on my phone or my laptop, wherever I am. Fox News Wi-Fi in the car, at home. That's why I have DuckDuckGo Privacy Pro. The VPN ensures that my data is encrypted. Not even my internet service provider or whatever Wi-Fi I'm on can see it. Nobody can steal it. It is secure. And there's VPNs out there, but nothing to the level of DuckDuckGo Privacy Pro VPN. And it's a 3-in-1 privacy solution. So the VPN, which is critical, if you're online without a VPN, that's like leaving your house without your clothes on at this day and age. Honestly, you can't do that. You can't, especially, and please don't. I mean, really, if you don't have the body for it anyway, definitely don't do it. But, you know, even if you're headed to a nude beach, you still got to, you know, be clothed till you get there. So, but you get the VPN. You got to have it. And it also includes a couple other things, too. It includes identity theft restoration. If somebody ever steals your identity, they're going to help you get it back. That's huge. And it also has personal data removal. Some whack job tweeted out a picture of my old house the other day on the internet. Addresses, phone numbers, emails, all that stuff comes up. Well, DuckDuckGo will get rid of it for you. It's great. All that for $10 a month. That's right. You get all three of that. The VPN, personal identity theft restoration, and personal data removal, all for $9.99 a month. And if you sign up today, you get a 7-day free trial. Just go to DuckDuckGo.com/1210. DuckDuckGo.com/1210. Do it today.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh. Mic drop moment from the House Judiciary GOP. They tweeted out, preserve your records. How about that? Preserve your records. That's what they just said. Preserve your records to the special counsel. I don't want to call him a special counsel. He's not a special counsel. He's a whack job who is obsessed with Donald Trump. That's what he is. He's a whack job obsessed with Donald Trump, and he's not a special counsel in any way, shape, or form. So, because special counsels are appointed, he's not appointed. So, and he's not confirmed by this. I mean, he's appointed, but he's not confirmed by the center. Yeah, I got to move my camera around. Let me fix that. Hang on a second. New camera. We're working on it, but. I'll do it. I'm trying to figure this thing out. It's too smart for me because it's artificial intelligence. Let's see if I can switch it over to upper body tracking. See if it finds me.
Yeah, Justin and I were watching you during the break, and we saw that the camera just followed you as you walked out of the room.
Isn't that crazy?
It was kind of cool. Yeah.
It's like a robot. Wait, here it comes. Here it comes. Come to daddy. Come to daddy. All right. Here we go. Turn it back.
It's not doing it.
No. I turned it off for a second. Oh, now I got to lift it up. All right. Hang on a second. And you see how dirty my desk is. There we go. Hey.
There we go.
There we go. Look at you. Look at you. Okay. Now I want to make sure I'm not too hyper-focused in. Am I? Let's see.
No, it looks good.
Looks good? All right, good. Because yesterday it was like you could see it my nostrils. You know
Nobody
what I mean?
Wants that.
Gary Sinise is Pressler. It's good. Jason Bateman. No, Jason Bateman would not play Scott Pressler. Remember, he sold his Tesla. He doesn't even want to have a Tesla because of Elon Musk. So there you go. The camera's like a little buddy. Followed me out of the room. It was all sad I left. It's so cute. This is an amazing age. So it means if I go like this. If I walk over here, the camera's going to follow me? Oh, yeah, look at that. Wow. It's like E.T. or something. That's cool. All right, I'm like a child. Let me play this clip for you. Donald Trump revealing his plan to dismantle the deep state. I love this. I can't wait till it's officially dismantled. And I think he's going to, too. Listen, he is not in any way, shape, or form. He is not. No, see, he didn't follow me there. I'm watching his YouTube's a few seconds behind. It didn't follow me. I'll read the instruction manual this week. I literally just got it the other night. But it has an instruction manual. I never read the instruction manual. Let me put on normal tracking, see if that works. All right, let's try this now. See, I'll move over here. Does it follow me? Yes, it does. Look at that. Hey! Let's see how fast it can keep up. Uh-huh. Yeah.
You're going to make our audience dizzy.
It's been a long week. It's been a long week when I'm having fun with the camera angles because I'm just that tired. But look at that. See how it's following? You see his YouTube's a few seconds behind. Look at that. Isn't that neat? Look at that. Now, why can't we have that kind of technology in our studio?
Yeah, you know they're not paying for that.
It wasn't that expensive. It was like $100.
Even that's probably
that's $100 too much for them. Come on now.
I got it with the money that I got for filling in for Jimmy Fallon on Fox News, Fox Across America. I reinvested in things. You know what I mean? So
But now I gotta see if I put my head up a little higher. That's kind of cool. Anyway, oh, so get your tickets to see me and Jimmy on stage together Wednesday, all right? It's coming up on the 13th. And I'm looking at the seats. There's a lot of them sold, a whole lot of them sold. A lot of the primo seats are going fast, quickly. So please, don't wait. Do it right now. Just go to 1210wphd.com. Get your tickets. We're going to have fun Wednesday night. I mean, first of all, we all deserve a laugh. Number one. Number two, there's a lot to joke about. And we're going to, it's an unscripted fun, just the two of us hanging out on stage together with you. And we'll take some audience questions and we'll have a blast. It's going to be a lot of fun. All right. So please make sure that you do that and join us. Just go to 1210wphd.com and do it today. Big Dan said all the station money has been dedicated to replacing broken booms that I broke, the broken Zeoli booms. That's funny. That's funny. I've only broken four of them, and that's not. And Henry broke one the other day, by the way. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Henry Machette.
I've broken one as well. They're not well constructed.
No, they're. Why don't we get the Amish to build some mic booms for us, huh? What do you think?
Well, so there have been six issues that we know of, and you're responsible for most of them, though. So that's worth pointing out.
Four, no, I do have the biggest track record in terms of all the employees at the station. Well, you know, the Zeoli Army knows that my hands is the issue. I mean, obviously, as you can see on camera, but there's a feature on this new camera where it has hand gestures. I had to turn that feature off, though, because it's bad enough that I move around a lot. But, you know, with the hands, the thing would be losing its mind. It would just break down. Come on, Amish mic booms would be fantastic, right? That'd be ironic, too, since they don't use any electricity, but they could make them. It could be nice wood, Amish quality, not this made low energy, made in China crap, you know?
Yeah, those would definitely be high quality.
Yeah.
These are junk.
Well, soon Trump's going to put 100% tariff on crappy mic booms made in China. So, China. So, we'll get all our mic booms in Lancaster or in some of those cool towns in Pennsylvania with all the sexy names. You know the ones I'm thinking of?
What? What are you talking about?
Funny Amish town names. You've never gone through that?
No, I don't know. I genuinely have no idea. No.
Like Intercourse, Pennsylvania?
That's a place.
Yeah, it's a place. You never heard that?
No.
Uh-huh. Bird in Hand, PA?
That's a thing too.
That's a thing too. Yep.
Blue Ball, PA.
What's that?
Blue Ball, PA.
Blue Ball?
We're getting very close to the dump button here.
These are towns in Pennsylvania, and I'm just wondering how Trump performed in Mount Joy, for example.
That one you can say.
I'm just wondering. There's actually a whole article about why Pennsylvania's Amish country has such lewd-sounding names for some of their towns. I mean, there's a town, I can't say it on the air. I literally can't say it, but I'll spell it. L-I-T-I-T-Z. I can't say it.
Yeah, well, you're technically not allowed to spell it either.
Well, it's the name of a town. It's not a curse word. It's just it could be perceived that way if I said it on the air. That's the name of an actual town. Bearville? Bearville. Fertility, Mount Joy, Intercourse, Blue Ball. I can't do that one. I can't. I'm sorry. But
don't say it.
I'm not going to. I'm not. All right? Just saying. I think Trump won all those towns, thanks to the Amish. I want to have a big, giant, strong, wooden mic boom from Intercourse, PA that is so strong and solid that when I move it, it can't break, okay?
Oh, man, there's a couple of other really bad ones, too.
What do you got?
There's Big Beaver.
Yep.
There's just regular Beaver, too.
Yeah, regular Beaver and Big Beaver.
But there's Rough and Ready.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'll get our mic boom arms from Rough and Ready, PA. That's what we need.
Virginville.
Oh, don't want them from there. Nope. Definitely not. No way. No. No, I mean, I need a nice, big, strong mic boom. Not some beta male. That's where, like, Tim Walz's mic boom would come from. Virginville. Fun with Amish names on a Friday after the election when everybody's brain is melting down. All right, 855-839-1210. So get your tickets to see me and Fela Wednesday night. It's going to be a blast. And tomorrow night I'll be on his Fox News Saturday night show. So do that. It's hard to believe it's my son's 10th birthday this coming Monday. Hard to believe indeed, but here we are. All right, listen, McCaws and Lock and Alarm. In this day and age, you need to have your facilities secure, right? You can't mess around with this stuff. There's a lot of crazy people out there. And as a business owner, you have to make sure that your facilities are secure. So look no further than my friend Tom McCausland and McCausland Lock and Alarm to secure your facilities. They'll help you control access. That means a state-of-the-art key card system so you determine who can get where in your facility. And incredible camera systems so that you can keep an eye on everything. A lot of companies can sell you these things, but there's only one Tom McCausland. His wealth of knowledge and experience allow McCausland to effectively protect all types of facilities, no matter what the environment. And just as important is their customer service. It's simply unmatched. When you need assistance, you'll talk to a local expert, most likely Tom himself. You'll never be stuck in a voice message system, not knowing what number to push. So if you're serious about protecting your facilities, and you should be, you need to seriously consider McCausland Lock and Alarm. Just call Tom at 610-430-1500. 610-430-1500. McCausland Lock and Alarm. Securing your business. Securing your future.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr. with Allsperity Private Wealth. No matter your occupation, whether you work for a big company or you're a small business owner, everyone wants to keep as much of their earnings as possible. I specialize in tax minimization strategies and retirement planning that'll help you build a strong financial future for you and your future generations. Call me, Mike Venaria Jr. at 856-252-0107.
Securities through Sanctuary Securities, Inc., member FINRA SIPC, advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.